Morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of August. I entitled this video, What Would You Tell Elon Musk? What would you tell Elon Musk? I had a very unusual experience last night. As many of you know, I have been broadcasting on a number of social media platforms for a number of years. I broadcast on Sermon Audio, on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's platform, on Tumblr, on LinkedIn, on OK, on Blogger, on Reddit. On Gab, on MeWe, on CloudHub. And I also have been broadcasting for about 2 years, 3 years, something like that, on what once was Twitter, now is X. Well, last night I got a friend request from Elon Musk. Of all people, Elon Musk. And, you know, he's very well known. He's probably as well known as Donald Trump or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or some of the other well known people in the world. What if you got a friend request from Elon Musk? What would you tell Elon Musk? Well, let me tell you what I told him. He asked me who I was, what my name was, where I lived, and so on. I told him I lived in Pineville, Missouri, on top of a Ozark mountain, but I said, I believe. I'm a believer, and I believe Jesus Christ is the only hope in this world and for eternity. I believe that Jesus Christ is the only hope in this life and for eternity. That's what I want Elon Musk to know about Larry Phillips, that he believes Jesus Christ is the only hope in this life and for eternity. There is no other hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I would tell the same thing to Donald Trump or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or anyone else that wants to be my friend. That's why I broadcast and proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ is King. And He's coming again. And He is God. Christ Himself proclaimed about Himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me. There's no other mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. You know, last night, Elon Musk and Donald Trump were having a conversation. I'd tell Donald Trump the same thing. I'm on his social media platform. Donald Trump made a very important statement last night in his conversation with Elon Musk. He said since he had been shot, since the attempted assassination, that he thought his faith in God had increased. Well, the only way that any of us can have faith is if it's given to us by God Himself. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Has Jesus Christ sent you a Facebook friend request? Has Jesus Christ visited you on Facebook? Well, Jesus Christ is everywhere all the time. He knows all things. You know, Jesus Christ is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus Christ has visited his people. Have you had a visit from Jesus? I know I have at times. God reveals himself to us in a special way. And so you can't have it both ways. Either Jesus Christ is who he said he is, or he is a fraud. I'm a believer. I believe Jesus Christ is who he said he is, and I believe that he is ruling and reigning in heaven as we speak. Not Allah, not Buddha, not Confucius, not any other one but Christ. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. You say, well, aren't you pretty closed-minded regarding that subject? Yes, I am. That's why he came to this world, was to die on a cruel and rugged cross to save his people from their sins. I believe that. And the only reason I believe it is because I've been given the faith to believe it. You know? So if Elon Musk gives you a friend request, what are you going to tell him? What are you going to tell Elon Musk? What are you going to tell him that's the most important thing to you in life? You know? A lot of people have questioned the authenticity of Christ and who he said he was. A lot of people have mocked believers that are willing to have been given the willingness to confess his name before men. Scripture says if we confess him before men, he'll confess us to his Father in heaven. You know. Well, that's my answer to Elon Musk this morning. Is that I'm a believer. I believe that Jesus Christ is the only hope for time and eternity. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift that could have been given to know that he has died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. And his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was his ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it's finished. It never has to be replenished. We look around us and we see all the struggles and trials in this world. We sometimes feel like we're in a dry and thirsty wilderness, do we not? But we must always remember that Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, he was slain, you see, and his bleeding hands and and wounds in his feet are a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary, the wretched sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and His grace, on His mercy and His grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory, the communion and fellowship with Him in the great by and by. But if our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin, just think how much more precious it will be with Him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we should ever imagine. He says He's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. When we think on God's works from beginning to end, it's a marvelous exercise for those of us who are born again. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And to Elon Musk, I'm a believer and I believe Jesus Christ is the only hope for this life and for eternity. God bless.